Hi, welcome to the Career Refresh Podcast. I'm your host, Jill Griffin. I'm a former media and marketing executive turned career strategist and executive coach. I spent my career working my way up and through the ranks of global organizations and startups, and today I show others how to do the same. Join me each week as we discuss the strategies and actionable steps to leverage your strengths, increase your confidence, and develop your career well-being. Ready? Let's do it. Hey friends, welcome back. This week I want to talk about something that I personally spend a lot of time in, and it's belief and doubt. Cycling through belief and doubt is totally normal, and it can happen many times a day if you're working on creating change for yourself or your career or your business, where you're in belief and then you're in doubt that it's not going to happen, and you're back and forth, back and forth. Years ago, I got really curious as to why some days when I would think about a goal that I wanted, it would feel doable. I mean, hard and a stretch, but doable. And then a few hours later, the exact same goal would start to feel completely impossible. And I would go through these waves or these cycles of being in belief that it's possible and then going into disbelief or doubt and feeling like there's no way this is going to happen. And the funniest thing was, is that nothing had changed. It wasn't like I had new data. It wasn't like someone had given me feedback or a comment. So there was no new news. There was no feedback. I was still sitting in my office and all of a sudden I would be in doubt. It would just happen. And then I would get totally confused because nothing external was happening. And eventually, I got tipped off that what was happening was my thoughts. So somewhere, consciously or unconsciously, I was having a thought that was creating doubt. And I got some great coaching, which helped me see that it was my thoughts, which was both super frustrating and kind of amazing. And the amazing part was like, oh, I'm doing this to myself. So there was a time where I was sitting at the beach and I was trying to figure out like why I was continuing to have these swings of high and low belief and doubt. And it came to me that it was really like the tides, high tide and low tide. It's just a cycle and it's going to happen and nothing has gone wrong here, but it's a cycle of belief and doubt that I am creating. When you desire something, or if you set a goal, you know that you need to believe that you are capable of taking steps or actions in order to achieve the goal. But it doesn't always start out that way. You have to work up to believing that you can achieve the goal. And this makes sense, right? Otherwise, they wouldn't be goals. They would just be your to-do list. So when you begin working on goals, it's inevitable that you're going to run through cycles of belief and doubt. And I just want to remind myself and you that nothing has gone wrong here. It's just your half-managed mind doing its thing. That's what it does. But listen, even a half-managed mind can accomplish a heck of a lot. You have a desire, but somewhere in your half-managed mind, doubt starts to creep in. And this is usually because the more you want something, you can become urgent or rushed or sort of graspy, clingy towards it. And suddenly, the thing that you were excited about starts to feel really far away or out of your control. And when you start to think about how you're actually going to achieve your goal, you start having thoughts that you are creating that brings up the drama. So you're creating the doubt. I recently read that 61% of people decided to play it safe when selecting their career, their job, or the company they were working for. And they did this, and then they realized that it really prevented them from making better career choices because they were playing safe. They doubted themselves and they listened to their doubt. If you had told me 10 years ago that I was going to leave corporate and my successful career that I had created to pursue entrepreneurship, I think that's a word. First, I would have never believed you. And second, I would never have believed that I could scale the second mountain, so to speak, and be successful at it. Look, it's been great and amazing, and I'm glad I did it. But in 4 years, I built a successful coaching and consulting business and I still have doubts. Because I have dreams and I have goals, so I'm going to have doubts. And if you want to challenge yourself to learn how to grow and manage your mind, I totally recommend quitting your job and starting your own thing. Because it's like putting Miracle-Gro on your doubts and then taking a hacksaw to each and every one of them. That's what you're doing. But today I'm here to tell you that the doubts are going to come and they're going to be there and you just have to work with them. When I first heard that adage that courage is just fear that said its prayers, I was like, shut the F up. But the more I thought about it, I kind of understood what it meant. So yeah, it's still a ridiculous thing to post on Pinterest, but I now get the sentiment. The doubt is something that you're creating, and our brains want to keep us safe. Our brains want to stay efficient and comfortable. It's just your brain trying to protect you. It's anticipating danger, and it will protect you even if the protection is creating unwanted results, like the 61% of people who are playing it safe. The fear is that you think you won't be able to handle the feelings that will come up as you work towards your goal. When you set goals for yourself, the doubt is going to come up. It's a natural response the brain is going to have when we challenge it and we ask it to strive for something new. Your brain is going to tell you that you can't do it and that you're not going to get the job or you won't make the money or you're not going to get the 30% raise because if you got the 30% raise, you're going to have to do 30% more work. That's what your brain is doing. And doubts are just thoughts that are attacking your natural talents and strengths. And when you're going after something new, something big, something that feels scary, you may feel graspy if you really want it. And then there's that thought that's rattling around. It's like whispering words that start to make you feel unsettled. It can feel like a lot of effort to overcome this level of negative thinking. But when you're believing in something, the thought feels possible. It's positive. Maybe you feel a swell of joy or excitement in your chest. It feels good when you think about it because you believe your thought is possible. And you keep thinking the thought and it creates momentum. But you know what? Doubt works the same way because you keep thinking a negative thought and then that thought is the one that takes hold. One thought is positive. One thought is negative. The difference is the feeling that's connected to your thought. So this is why I love the visual of high tide and low tide. It just happens twice a day. Doubt will happen, but it's from the thought you've created. So often we cycle through belief and doubt when we're trying to set and accomplish goals. But when you are growing and evolving, doubt is going to be stronger. Going for the promotion or getting the promotion can feel like Miracle-Gro for your doubts. The bigger the goal, the bigger the doubt. Somewhere along the line, so many of us think that following our dreams, whether it's for your career, your purpose, or your business, that we're either going to be in doubt from the start, or we think that following our dreams and our bliss, so to speak, is going to be rainbows and unicorns. And I'm just here to say, don't count on it. But don't take the escape route either. Don't run from your doubt-filled thoughts. Your brain will also suggest that you need to get to work. You need to do something to hit the goal. You need to hustle. And that starts to feel fast and urgent because it comes from the fear that you're not going to hit your goal. And this work is about retraining your brain. Yes, you may need to get into action, no doubt. But you're retraining your brain to come from a different place that's not fast and urgent and fearful. Expect your mind to still have thoughts and feelings that are not in line with your new beliefs. And when you see those crappy thoughts, I'm going to tell you to jot them down on paper, accept that they're there, and remember that they are optional. And you're creating either results you want or the results you don't want at any given moment. One example of doubt is when you set a goal, but you don't believe you will hit it. A less obvious example of doubt is that when we forget that we actually even have a goal, or we've stopped thinking about the goal. You can't be working towards something if you're not thinking about it. When you cycle through belief, you're probably having the feelings like calm or excitement, positivity, ease, curiosity, determination, focus, and doubt may bring feelings like anxious, uncertain, judgment, rushed, frantic, stressed. I think it's really important for you to write down what feelings are most common for you when you're in doubt and what feelings are most common for you when you're in belief. Because sometimes we don't know and we're just in it and we're like, oh, wait, I'm in uncertainty. I'm in judgment. Oh, okay. I've fallen back into doubt. What am I thinking right now? What's going on in my head? And how do I want to reshift and rethink and refresh my thoughts around this? When you find the feeling that you're experiencing, ask yourself what you're thinking and what's causing that feeling. Then I want you to look at your actions and your results that you're creating. What are you learning about yourself? This whole process of belief and doubt cycles is becoming the watcher of your mind, noticing what you're thinking, noticing what you're feeling, and making those pivots. Once you have awareness, you get to choose how you want to think and feel as you go through the process to achieve your goals. There's an enormous sense of pride when you work through the doubt cycle and start to see movement. There will be more doubt, but you're going to get better at it. I also want to point out that successful people have doubts. You just tend not to see them because they've either become a master at hiding them or they're constantly working on them, so they're not so in your face and visible. And today, when I feel doubt set in, I usually say something to myself like, oh, okay, Jill, is this what we're going to do to ourselves today? Is this how we're going to use the time? It's not going to go away, but sticking to my ocean metaphor, you just start to learn to surf. And it may sound crazy, but doubt signals growth, change, pivots, new stuff all bubbling out. And doubt can feel really real because you believe it's true. And you don't want to surrender to it. You just want to get curious with it. So what are you thinking as you review the obstacles in front of you? When you are in doubt, you're often creating a lot of evidence to prove your thought true. Do you want to keep thinking that? I know you're saying like, no, Jill, I don't. But there's a choice. And it's a choice to choose what you want to believe. And then you just have to find the way to watch your mind and challenge your thoughts. It's just belief and doubt. It's just a cycle. Nothing has gone wrong here. We all have beliefs and doubts. Just keep going. You got this. If you have any questions about today's episode, email hello@jillgriffincoaching.com. All right, my friends, until next time, have a great week. Hey, thanks for listening to the Career Refresh Podcast. If you're enjoying this and you want more information, go to my website, jillgriffincoaching.com. There you can find information on how to work with me one-on-one or my group programs, or even bring me into your workplace. I'll put the link to my website in the show notes. But hey, listen, before you go, do me a favor. Rate and review this podcast because it definitely helps me get the word out to people everywhere so that they can also thrive in the workplace. All right, friends, I appreciate you. I'll see you soon.